As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Won't you pump it? Pumpthatseptic.com. Did you like that? That was terrible. No, I apologize. Really, I didn't. So this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. There is a non-alcoholic liquor store. That's right. It's called Houston's Rice Village.
You know what they call that? A store. You got to take the liquor out of it. Sorry.
So there's this new thing, this growing trend of booze-free drinking, where you're just drinking like sparkling waters or things that look like cocktails. And now there's a store that it caters to this. But right, Hunter, like you said, isn't it? It's just a store, isn't it?
You know, it's just a store. And there's really parties going around. So this is like, it's a bunch of people sitting around like being, this is fun, right?
This is cute. Yeah,
we're
this
drinking,
is,
but and wait, no hold,
real quick,
it.
Let's just say, for anyone out there who maybe has dealt with alcohol before, we're not knocking you for not drinking. No. Like, that's not it. But no. Don't try and church it up by saying, oh, no, it's a non-alcoholic liquor store. So you mean it's a store. It's a drink store. It's right. I don't know.
And your non-alcoholic drinking party is just, hey, we're just hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's not, quit trying to label it something. I just, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come
you're trying
on.
Too
trying
hard.
To fancy things up, make it cute.
Yeah. It's, you're trying to be cutesy for the Instagram, all right? You're trying to make something for the gram, all right? And I don't appreciate it, okay? Okay. This is all for social media. Just knock it off. Knock it off.
You go to that party and you say, hey, you want to go take a shot out back?
Yeah.
Nobody will know.
Nah, yeah. That's what I would do. I'd be the only wasted guy because I'd be sneaking drinks in the garage. Look, Brock, we said there was no booze. We went to the non-alcoholic liquor store. That's what we told you to do.
This guy's getting pretty loud for just drinking sparkling water.
God, that story makes me want to drink. Anyway, dumb. Lastly, let's end with this. What do you think the most dangerous sport is, Hunter?
Dangerous sport, motocross.
Incorrect.
Dangerous sport, what are those guys with the bulls?
Matadors, bullfighting?
Matadors,
so it's not football, it's not auto racing, skiing, gymnastics, no. From the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley, the most dangerous sport is horseback riding, with injuries to the head and neck being the leading cause of death in the sport.
Because they buck you off and you're already like 10 feet up into the air.
Yeah. Look, Hunter, I don't know about you, but I really have no desire to get up on horses. Like, I appreciate the animal, all right? They're majestic. It's amazing what we've done. You know, we used to ride them around before cars, but for me, it just seems like that's how I'm going to die. I'm going to hop up on a horse
though,
and I'm dead. I'm dead.
You know what? Like, what happened to Superman? He was Superman, for God's sakes. Here's the thing. I think people forget that's a living animal you're riding on. That's
not a
car. You don't go and get on that and turn it on and control it.
Yeah. It's like a 2-ton living thing that at any point in time.
If it wants to do something, it'll do it by itself.
And even if they're like, oh, no, Seabiscuit's trained, don't worry. All it takes is a snake to go across Seabiscuit's path, and guess what? You're getting bucked off, buddy boy.
Yeah.
So
I'm right there with you.
God, and like, whenever I see like a video online of a horse, I just automatically, like someone riding, I'm like, this is going to end horribly. I'm turning it off. I can't watch it.
Did you ever see the guy try to mount that horse from the back? Like, you know, he like does the double hand on its ass and jumps on the back. Well, the horse saw him coming the whole time and double bucked him.
Good.
Dude, this guy did like two gainers in the air and just like flailed like he got tackled in NFL blitz.
That guy deserved to be kicked in the face, all right? And for anyone who's going up behind horses, slapping them on the ass, doing anything like that, you deserve to be kicked in the face, all right? Horseshoe right to the dome because you're an idiot, all right?
Jeez, dude.
Yep. Anyway, so. All right, Hunter, what did we learn? Non-alcoholic liquor stores aren't a thing. That's not a thing. Quit trying to make it a thing. And don't get kicked in the face by a horse. Yeah. That's going to hurt.
Pretty simple. Pretty simple.
All right. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.